So the one of them starts to falter and crash to the ground as Stillwaters tears out all the cabling keeping it working. And the other three reacquire you, I guess,
Okay.
as the chief threat, or one of them does for sure, and the two others are at least mildly distracted, if not. They're torn between you and the giant friendly crab heading their way. I'm going to have them. One's going to try to grab Ms. America. So let's do
Bring it.
this.
Caw.
So it one of them reaches out and attempts to pick you off the back, but second one, like a like a chimpanzee picking a net. So it's got these small giant crab claws that are going after you. And as they get closer, you can see that they have a variety of well, like restraining devices and stuff built into them, like they're designed to grab people.
Okay.
That bodes well.
That was not awesome.
Coming at you with a 14d8.
All right, well, I'm going to put together a 16d10, so at least I make it through. Do you want those two opportunities there, or
Opportunities, or whatever they are.
whatever they're called on your side?
I take it back. That's 14d12. So what'd you say? Yeah, I'm going to buy those two ones.
Yeah, so I got a 16d10.
Gotcha.
One plot point, yay.
Yeah.
Okay. And they come really close to grabbing you, but you're able to scooch out of the way. Like I said, as you get like super close to these things, they're nimble. They're fast. It shouldn't. It's moving as if it's anticipating your movements and trying to pick you up. And if you had been less Miss America, it would be a lot harder, or you would have been caught up by these things.
Because they're crabs, they come at you sideways.
Yep.
Did you have a D12, D8 or D12 effect die there, Chief?
12.
12? Can I propose a thing? Since you beat my effect die, does the crab get away with my shield? Do I like effectively dodge and the crab walks away with my shield and toss me with it?
And toss you with it? What?
Taunts me with it. Like the crab's there, it doesn't get me, but it gets my shield, and it like sort of scuttles backward, holding my shield in a clawed hand.
Yeah, it grabs your shield and it raises it back and like it drops it from the air and catches it with its other hand and then puts it behind it.
It does the Tusken Raider thing, but with the shield instead of
Yeah.
I do the anime glare and fist clinch at it.
With letterboxing.
Like the scarf flies up behind you as you run forward. Ashkin, what you doing?
Okay, so the Phantom told us that the villagers are all scared shitless. Does it actually look like they're in danger?
I mean, it's got there's a giant friendly crab stomping out of the sea towards their village. If 50 years of Godzilla movies haven't taught them to be afraid of kaiju, then nothing has.
They don't get to watch those movies here, Mike.
I was gonna say, are we actually like DC heroes instead of Marvel heroes? And just thousands of civilians are gonna die?
Mean, that's the level we're playing at, right?
Shit. See, I was thinking the metal crabs were gonna cause problems or something, and I'm like, well, I can try and alleviate that. I don't know what to do about the giant crab that we called in to.
You won the crab battle, so.
Crab
battle.
Transmute the crab's blood into boiling butter and you fed the village for
Those that
years.
survived.
Crab goes by bad
They
real
will
fast.
build monuments in your honor.
I know.
I mean, two of the large enemy crabs have crashed to the ground in smoking ruins. And maybe there's village casualties. It's tough to tell at this distance.
All right, well, we'll play around with the narrative time a little bit, and I'm going to try and alleviate them from crushing anybody. They turn into gas in the air or candy. I turn them into candy as they fall so that they don't damage anybody.
Crushed by tons of candy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be metal, but that's
Well,
just
marshmallow fluff.
that's it. Marshmallow fluff, that or cotton
How would you like to
candy.
suffocate to death by
I like that idea too.
red, white, and blue cotton candy.
That's right. it's just propaganda pamphlets, actually.
I'm spending too much time with America.
Just 19 tons of paper come crashing down on a house in the village.
And they all say, your neighbor could be a spy. It's
centrism.
Call McCarthy. All right, roll to transmute large enemy crab.
Sure. What am I doing for distinction?
You got this.
Yeah, I think I'm actually gonna use quantum integrate because like he's feeling bad about all the people. Sorry, we're not bad people. We're just, you know,
we're just from America.
See, we're here to help.
Knock, knock.
I'm from America, and I'm here to help. Yeah. Oh, that was awesome. Really? 9 with a d12. Jeez, that was horrible.
Right now I got 12 with a d12.
Alrighty. So, I mean, it doesn't work. I think that's basically where we end. Possibly they get converted into candy and crush some people anyway.
The D12 effect die is a thing, man. That's, you don't miss. I think it's huge.
One giant Werther's original comes smashing through the village.
Oh, singing grandma.
End over end.
Get out of my head.
It's a giant Toblerone.
Yeah.
Like it hits on the pyramid, so it hits when it bounces, and it bounces, and it like goes over one row of houses and another row of houses, and just slams and takes out the third row of houses.
Your action fails. Sorry. Your opponent may spend a plot point if a player or a d6 or larger from the doom pool to create an effect, just as you would have had if you had succeeded in your action. All right, so I'm gonna spend. Let's see. I got two D8 here. We'll spend one of the D8 to have some sort of chemical backlash.
Everybody's allergic to candy.
This really is the most unhappy place.
They're
on
all
Earth.
Peanut butter related candies.
Literally everyone in the village goes in anaphylaxis at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna put it on Ashkan. It'd be more funny if you guys are causing terror.
Well,
no, he just gave the village diabetes.
It would be appropriate to do like mental stress or emotional stress for having just fucked up a shitload of villagers.
Yeah, yeah, like that's good. Probably emotional. That's good stress. You pick a mental or emotional. I can't really determine. I never understand the difference between the two of those. But you try, and it's just you're either not fast enough, or this stuff is way harder than you thought it was going to be. And like one of them falls into like the equivalent of like a local food store, right? The place where people's food's going to be, and the other one crashes right into like a housing complex, like one of those shitty ass apartment buildings that are all over the place here, and like the whole thing just comes down.
A tenement.
A
10-story hovel.
The effect dive before that, was that a D12 or whatever?
You had a D12, but I spent a D8, so I think it only comes in as a D8.
Okay. What the fuck? No! Bad magic powers. Bad. So that sucked.
America. A crab has a shield, and other large enemy crabs are, as they're destroyed, are crushing buildings nearby, and a giant friendly crab is stomping its way towards you.
How many of the... Okay, so number one, how sure am I that that giant crab is friendly?
You know that I brought it.
Let's start there.
The Phantom told you in your head.
Jesus,
which is mine.
Okay.
Mind quad.
The voice in my head tells me that crab's fine. Yeah. Great.
It's just like over an intercom. It's the same thing.
Like, you can hear the crab's thoughts now, too.
Oh, good. How many of the mecha crabs that we're fighting are there remaining? Three. I would like to attempt to kick my shield out of the claw that one crab into another crab, and then, like, I'm going to try to kill them all. I'm going to try to hit them
gotcha.
All, essentially. That's what's going to happen.
That's amazing, Ashkan. Well, the pool's being built by America to shield all the things. You probably should read that.
So your internal patriot assures you that the giant organic crab is properly American, or at the very least, a freedom fighter. That's right.
Internal patriot, just amazing. The Vantom as the commissar for a 40K regiment is just...
Spend a plot point to apply my mental stress here.
Look at all those dice.
So sad.
Wow.
They're kind of disappointing overall, really.
I mean, let's have a nice little disappointing duel. So first of all, I'll buy those two ones, and I'll use that to step this D8 up to a D12. Nice. Or D10, excuse me.
Net one plot point for me. Alright, well, 10 is the best I can do, so I guess we're going to go 10 with a D12 effect die. You can beat that. So I'm going to spend a plot point.
I'm currently 11 to D12.
Yeah, so I'm going to spend a plot point and make it 15 with a D12 effect die.
Okay, now this is an area effect attack?
Yes. So, hold on.
It's D12, comma, comma.
D12, I believe I can hit, well, actually, no, I can't. 1, 2, 3 for my 15s. So it's going to be a D12, a D10, and a D8 as my effects.
Okay. So this thing has, each one of the large enemy crabs has a D8 body, effectively. So they work as a 5D8 team. Doing a 12, a 10, and an 8, effectively... knocks them out of functioning.
Okay. I will, like,
it knocks two of the three out. The other one has a D6 stress on it, because my die was a D12.
Okay. Yep. That makes total sense. I do a spinning kick to launch the shield out of one, and it flies through another one, and then I judo throw another crab into the other crab, and yeah.
Which throw?
Carnage. Probably just, like, turning hip or something like that. They're big. They're big crabs.
That's fair.
So.
So which, how many of you are turned into non-visible energy emission radiation, like communication signals, that sort of thing.
Tuned into? Is that what you said?
Sorry, what did you say?
Like, how many of us can see them?
Or hear them, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Ashton can, sorta.
I have weird senses, but they don't run in that vein, so.
So the thing sends out, the last remaining large enemy crab sends out a general distress call with, like, coordinates, which you assume is this location, and it says, famine engine undergoing critical malfunction, send repair crew retreating to next closest safe haven, and starts to, like, limp north.
Famine engine? They called it famine engine? Jeez.
Just a little on the nose is all.
I think we won.
I think we have to finish it.
Finish them.
Oh, okay. I'm going to continue floating to the ground and stop trying to fuck up these people's lives.
Really, does anyone win this scenario?
Adam, the...
Can I put my...
The giant... Oh, sorry, go ahead. Chester?
Well, no, I was just going to say, can I put my beak through the... last crab's fucking skull.
Yeah. You I was just saying, Adam wanted to crush it with his giant friendly crab.
No,
I was just going roll to order.
I just find it more hilarious that the crab comes all this way and does nothing, and then just goes back to home.
Can we knit the giant crab a domino mask?
Is that what I have to ride around in now, the giant crab? That's going to be wonderful for property damage.
Oh, we didn't bring the dog with us.
Yeah. Tuxedo and a top hat, right?
The tiniest top hat.
Just shows
a monocle
up.
Over one of its eyes.
And a cane.
All right, so, Chester, you're going to crush it with your bird beak?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to rip one of these carcasses apart at least.
Okay. I think the drama has ended for the combat. So I'm going to go, we're going to go ahead and call that probably good, right?
Yeah.
Seem reasonable, or do you want to roll for it?
Well, you don't have 2d12. Yeah, I say it's fine.
I'm easy.
You were close to having 2d12 where you could just say...
I mean, yeah. You could roll two ones and when we could end it d12 style. That would be fun.
Yep. But that's just like the arc it's already on, right?
It's true. Well,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, what Mike suggested was essentially the 2d12 option.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm keeping that Doom Pool around for this whole meta encounter thing.
I mean...
Yes.
I was going to ask because I couldn't find it in the book, but I thought it was mentioned before. But is there a way to roll against the Doom Pool to reduce it by, thematically?
Yeah. So this Doom Pool here is representing your chaos across North Korea. Basically showing up and destroying enemy bases and destroying villages and wrecking the North Korean military and generally destabilizing the country. So, you can take actions against the Doom Pool to restabilize it, for lack of a better word. And anything that you think of that would qualify for that.
Yeah, the combat ended a lot faster than I thought it was. So, but the Phantom was going to do a similar thing that Ashkan was trying to do to protect people, sort of mass mind control to get everybody to evacuate orderly and, not trample each other kind of thing. But it's kind of pointless now, so.
It's absolutely something that you can do now. Even though combat has ended, like I said, I'm keeping the Doom Pool around until this, which what would you guys call it, liberation action has concluded.
Clearly, this is OKL, Operation Korean Liberation.
That's like really on the nose, though. I feel like it would have like Operation Thunderous Joy or something like that.
Korean War II?
This time it's North.
Operation Crab Battle?
Gotta be something like Kimchi Fusion or something like that.
So, okay, so this is before. We chase after we're chasing the next waypoint here on our map. Was it Refectory Sphere?
Yep.
I think since the Phantom has sort of a good master, I can't even think of the right word, a good understanding of what the entire situation of this city is. I think it wants to try to effectively mind control the entire city to work in an orderly fashion to rescue the people that need the help and basically set up immediate triage of the situation so it doesn't get worse using...
Okay, so you're going to set yourself up as Deer Leader 2. Got it.
Just locally for a short period of time, I'm sure.
Oh, okay, okay.
Until the emergency's over.
Yeah, the emergency is over.
I thought you were going to say to get together in a line and walk to sit the South Korean border.
Whoa.
Just going to evacuate everybody to South Korea.
That's fine. The DMZ, that'll work.
Yeah,
great.
The minefield. Yep. Good plan.
I'll just make everybody let them go by. This is fine.
Well, you could put them back into the sea. You can do like you did with the crab and just tell them to walk out.
To sea. Just go into the sea. No, 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 safe no. There, right? That's
everybody get on the crab. Crab goes south to Seoul.
I thought we were going to take the crab as our mount to head north.
Yeah, we need a name for the crab. I suggest Phineas.
Good one.
Not Sebastian. Does it sing?
Not all crabs are named Sebastian, Ashkan.
Racist.
Also, goddammit, now I want kimchi and bibimbap.
There is a place in Seattle.
This is why we don't read chat.
There's a place in Seattle called, I don't remember because I've been telling someone to Seattle, but it's got like Asian fusion, so you can get like both of those things. Mm-hmm. Is like fried rice.
Oh, I've actually had that burger. It was ridiculously good. I had it in New York City, but like it works so well.
There's like five or six places in Vancouver that'll do it.
Marination. It's the place I'm thinking of. Place is rad.
So are we pacifying the local populace?
I just.
Oh yeah, Adam. What are you rolling for that?
One way or the other.
I just wanted to leave it better off than it was when we showed up. We kind of. So yeah, this is. I'm pretty sure this is a solo thing. Use. It's definitely an alien presence in a foreign nation. So many alien reasons. This is definitely mind control, and since it's such a large populace, I think I will say this is an unleashed version of mind control. And nobody knows who's doing it. I'm going to use my knowledge of how humans are kind of like ants. And since this is my cosmic expert, this is just me more studying human behavior. At least 18 with a D12.
That is solid.
Them humans is known.
That's a roll.
15 and D6. We got.
That's 18 D12.
Okay. So, I think that means you can remove any one of the die from the Doom Pool of size D12 or smaller.
Seems good.
If it's an order of magnitude, can I get rid of more than one, or is it always only one?
Nah, you're not. I think it's probably one. Because, like, a D10's not that much smaller than a D12 to warrant taking away, like, a D10 and a D8.
I'm just saying, if I increase my the 18 to something higher.
I don't know if you can step that up meaningfully. I mean.
Because it would be, like, only a D4 or something.
I don't know. I don't know what a D12 steps up to. That's a really good question, actually.
2D8.
D12 steps up to D12 plus D4, but yeah.
You can't step dice up beyond D12. Usually the rules tell you something else happens. This is on page 6.
Are the rules changed? 6.
As the Watcher, every time you spend a D12 Doom die from the Doom Pool, all affected heroes gain 1 XP.
We just gotta get you to D12 more often.
Clearly.
Note that with the end of the scene function of the Doom Pool, which it costs 2D12, that's 2 XP awarded to every hero in the scene.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so I'm going to start using Unleashed a lot and screwing up to put lots of D12s in the Doom Pool. It's a good plan, right?
No, I can't find it. I'm going to say yes. So you want to knock out a D12 or a D8? I'm going to say that you can knock them out. You knock them out one for one. So if you step it up beyond a D12, it'd be a D12 and a D4. And though technically you could step down a D12 to 2D10 in other contexts. I'm not going to go with that here. So.
Because that neuters the Doom Pool pretty effectively in this case.
Right.
So if I use a plot point, I can get rid of... This is it's 2d10 and a 3d6 in the Doom Pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 2d10 and 3d6. If you use a plot point, you're still only going to have a d12.
Okay, so they're not going to worry about it. So I'll just take one of the d10s out.
Alrighty. So I'm going to roll... This has nothing to do with anything. I'm just looking for a 6. There we go. That makes it more clear what size die that is.
Couldn't you just change the number on those dice, I thought? I don't remember.
I mean, yeah. But I know that now.
But he gets to roll dice this way.
Okay. He gets to roll the dice.
So you're able to impact everybody and have them. You've bent this entire town to your whim. I'm sure that the heroes around you aren't going to take any sort of mental stress at the thought of the giant psychic energy cloud successfully getting a couple, let's call it like 700 people to 1,000 people to work in unison. They sing Whistle While You Work? Like, is... Did Tashkan watch something as a child that made you think that this is what people are supposed to do?
What's the Fantasia?
Oh.
With all the brooms dancing around shit?
Yeah.
We're going to reintroduce Disney here.
Dun, 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 dun. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so you've got... I can only think of Flood of the Conchords, but that's not what it's called. Some sort of Fantasia song. Whistling as they work to move the large enemy crabs and uncover rubble and save people.
Well, that's not creepy at all.
Is that fair?
That's happening. I like all the quotes.
Saved. Nice.
Apparently, I've now bookmarked an entire North Korean town. So that's fun.
Yes. Don't worry. That also will come up in my history.
Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So what are you guys doing now? Dig through the wreckage? You looking for anything in particular?
I mean, do we expect the same thing to be here?
I think we point Phineas to the refractory sphere.
I would just like to point out that going from here to the refractory sphere takes us straight through Pyongyang.
I don't see how that's a problem when we're on a giant friendly crab.
We could just take to the water.
Just saying, yeah, we might want to plot an alternate course is all.
We are the best at covert.
I guess.
We're already just like one giant stomping international incident, but we don't need to take the capital just yet.
I can just make sure everybody doesn't pay attention to us on the way there.
Before we crab off.
Do any of us... are any of us familiar with the geography of North Korea, or do we have this map?
I think technically still Waters would be, as she is a government issue.
I think you have Google Maps on your whatever device we carry for...
Yeah. That is exactly what I was thinking.
Worst case scenario, we just have a Terry Crews-sized map of North Korea.
Just a Terry Crews mass atlas. Oh my god, Terry Crews mass CIA fact book.
All right. You find a couple things on the working computers. The first thing you find is the documentation on what these things are.
A famine engine.
Like technical readouts of the crabs here, stationed in Captain East. And beyond that, they are designed for location and retrieval of objects of interest, specifically, phrased as metahumans. The other thing that you find is another portion of this scrambled message that has been apparently spread throughout these bases. And more generally speaking, everything is in English.
Yeah.
That's not weird at all.
So take this information and do with it as you will. I will await the apocalyptic
winding of a new
wind of a new era, or a return to what we were before. Our future was hijacked. Not sure what that's supposed to be.
Either way, I will be satisfied.
Either way, I will be satisfied.
Oh, okay, yep.
I thought adding a player puzzle in would be cool. Yeah. I've never done that before. It's been quite a long time since I did that in Super Wizards.
Jonathan wants to know if you scrambled them by hand or wrote a script.
I wrote a script for this.
Of course you did.
I spent more time writing Python to do this than it would have taken me to go on the internet and find the thing to do.
So what you're saying is we're going to see a lot more of this.
Do you split each string into different like arrays of letters and then jumble them and then knit them all back together?
Yeah. It's just a list of comprehension, basically. But the okay. Doing it of any other way makes it unreadable and
yeah,
virtually impossible if I just, like I did any other, like a word scramble is fun and kind of teasing, but not like frustrating. Yeah. And if it gets much more complicated, you just drop it on the internet and look for the AES4D scrambler or whatever. So Gethra Belt's going to take several minutes to understand its demands. Yeah, so you find another fragment of this rendered into this location, or into this into these creatures. Everything is made of an alloy, of a metal alloy that you didn't think was widespread enough to be found here, and there's no processing. I mean, this is a level of sophisticated engineering. That you don't think is possible outside of highly developed nations.
Should we be, like, gathering samples of this stuff or something, folks?
Probably. I mean, give Oshkon, like, 30 minutes to take a look at it, and then he can just turn the styrofoam coffee cups back at base into a sample.
I mean, there's no reason not just to take some of it.
I mean, we can break some chunks off and carry it around. It's a thing that can happen. Do we think there's a super battery here that we should deal with?
I mean, based on what Stillwaters has determined, as this thing labeled as metahuman ingestion engine, you feel pretty certain that something like that is around.
We should go do the thing that we did with the other thing, or something better maybe this time, I don't know.
So you're just going to ask the Phantom to source some local suffering? Wait, sorry, super-powered suffering?
Do we really care about North Koreans?
It's very important. The normal people can keep being automata. That's fine.
Like, is it worth our time to take out these famine to save North Korean metahumans when, you know, like, it's really their problem?
I mean, it becomes our problem rapidly.
No, it becomes China's problem rapidly.
This is the point where Stillwater demonstrates far more social political awareness than anybody else in the party is aware
again,
of existing.
Covert expert government issue hero. She's going to say, no, it's not our problem. It's China's problem. Leave it alone.
In fact, she's lobbying for us to leave them for exactly that reason.
Fair.
Can we arm the Sandinistas?
Have you seen American Made?
Oh, no.
You should.
Do we want to just peace out at this point?
I mean, what's the range on the Phantom's like reprogramming abilities? Like, is that permanent? Or are they going to go back to panicking and screaming and
well,
when we leave?
Can China handle it?
Last time I hit over a D12, it had like a weak effect, but I've probably set up some sort of social structure where people know who's in charge or something.
Oh, that you just like created a beehive and we're walking away from it. All right, cool. Let's head to Refractory Spear around Pyongyang.
Gotcha. So as you're riding the Trent friendly crab, or however it is. Or do you hijack more helicopters and shit, or are you just doing that? What's the plan there?
I can't fly or run terribly fast, so I either need a helicopter or a Terry Crews unit of motorcycle.
I mean, why not Phineas?
I feel like a giant crab may be cool, but probably is not very fast.
I feel like the entire point of kaiju is they're not very fast.
It depends on the size of the thing.
Screeonk.
If your stride length is like half a click, you're still going to get places.
Are we now going to have kaiju that are like the 28 days later version of kaiju?
I mean, crabs can scuttle pretty fast.
Oh my god, I've got the next campaign.
I turn into a Terry Crews mass of like adrenaline and check myself.
Oh god.
Phineas. Let's kick this crab into overdrive.
The underdeveloped muscle that is his version of a heart explodes.
Listen, I'm a biologist, not a doctor.
Damn it, Jim.
Pay no attention to the D8 in science.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a giant metal seagull, not a doctor.
Yeah.
So the refractory sphere site, as your giant mini crab is clomping onto it. See, in this, if this was D&D or anything else, I'd ask you for a perception check as you're getting closer.
Well, because it's not, people with senses can just see stuff.
Yeah. Who's got the best senses here?
I can just, like, read minds.
My senses are literally see things coming.
Yeah. I mean,
I have D6 animal senses. What can I smell?
Crab.
Dinner.
So much crab.
All he smells is dinner.
I mean, right. Do we try to go in quiet and ditch the crab at the coast?
I'm really happy you had that second part of that phrase on there.
Here's the question, though, and I honestly don't know the answer to this. I assume North Korea at this point is fairly mountainous, just from the map and what I know about the peninsula. Like, if it's
gross.
Just say, because if it's flat at all, they're going to see the kaiju coming from forever away, right?
Right. If you go the long way around, like you have on the map there, it's mostly flat area. If you go through anywhere that's green on the map, it's just mountainous at the butts.
So, I mean, we part ways with Phineas here, and he goes that way, I'm thinking, if we want to do this quiet.
Do we put Phineas on standby, or are we just...
You just park him on the beach.
Remember where we left the crab?
Take the keys out.
Make sure to fill the meter.
Roll the windows up.
Send him back to Inchon.
All right, so so again, which one of you guys have senses?
Ashkan does too. His little quantum sense thingy.
Yeah, and I have like prophetic senses.
So you have the quantum senses is like you can determine when you're being laser targeted.
Oh yeah, that would probably be a really clear thing because it's nice discrete quantum energy packets and a shitload of them.
Yeah.
Bring on those photons.
You detect that you have, as you guys are riding the giant amity crab towards refractory spear just before you split off, because this makes for a good time for that. The entire unit is being, it's hot sighted. You've got a target. You're being painted with something, some sort of laser targeting system. There is a incredibly large blast of... It's not really how that works. Yeah, so you're being targeted.
Yeah. Why are we being targeted with a CO2 laser? That's way too far away to do anything but, like, just make a dot on us? Fuck.
They're trying to temporarily blind us.
Can you just make the laser point at something else?
It's light. It's not a matter.
No, but you can change the refractive properties of the air between us, right?
Yeah.
Chester turns everything to mirrored.
Yeah, you just like change the density of just change the density of the air in front of us.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, mass bends light, just put a giant dense object somewhere.
You just need something that's reflective inside that electromagnetic spectrum. So literally, it's going to be like a giant temporary mirror in front of us of whatever element does that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you make a prism, and then we blind them with the Pink Floyd cover art. Album art.
Well, like, I was really just gonna, like, reflect it right back to them so they're painting themselves, because that's hilarious.
No, I like that. I like that way more. And there's a giant laser blast from the sky.
Oh, jeez.
That annihilates a 100 meter long, wide circle in the foothills nearby. Just...
Did we tell you the name of the Game Boy? We call it Riding the Gravy Train.
It's good. It's going to take a while to recover.
Moment of silence for that joke.
I'm going to be here a while.
I'm okay with this.
This
is why we have editors. To remove that joke and leave the stunned silence.
I was going to say...
What happened? A bad joke was told.
They just loop the silence so it plays like two or three times as long. Yeah. I'm sure...
No, Renee just interjects and just like, for everybody's sake, I have removed the joke here within.
But I'm going to leave the
That's
silence.
Happened more than once.
That would be hilarious.
Defying all expectations, she included both the joke and the silence.
So I think we've made some people unhappy with us. That was supposed to... hit us?
That seems real bad. That seems real, real bad.
Where the heck did that come from?
We should go find them and hurt them until they stop trying to do that.
So the laser blast that was aimed at us, or, like, was going to be aimed at us.
Well, like, did the laser blast come out of the sky or from the place that was targeting us?
Sky.
Lasers.
Satellite.
Orbital
lasers.
They have a space laser? I feel like this is something...
It was almost a precision orbital strike.
I feel this is something we should be aware of. When did North Korea get a space laser?
Are there any, like, people still thinking over near where that laser hit? Or have they been wiped out?
No, there's a stunned amount of silence over there.
I can answer that one.
It's like someone told a terrible joke.
All there is over there is some, like, elemental carburized carbon, okay?
It's a very nice sphere or circle of glass.
Which will be useful when the next space laser hits.
There is enough silicon in the dirt, yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and assume there are no surviving computers.
not for where that hit, no.
I don't think we hit the refractory sphere. I think we just hit somewhere.
It was just like one guy out in the woods with a targeting laser.
I mean, that would be my assumption.
He's like, I think today is the day that I defect.
I'll signal them in Morse code.
Yeah, Ashkan, you missed that it was SOS.
I don't know Morse code. Come on.
So the kaiju is pretty slow moving, but it gets there. You guys hop off, I think you said you were going to do, and head to the factory by foot from there?
Yeah.
Or commandeer a vehicle or something, yeah.
Hitchhike.
Okay, but you're not going to take the kaiju?
I feel bad for my pets. I don't want to put them in combat.
Look, two of us can run at, like, the speed of a really fast human.
and one of them can become a horse.
Hi.
Huh.
Or a faster creature.
Yeah, but it's funnier if Ashkan's riding Chester while American Stillwaters runs next to you.
That's fair. What's possibly more badass is I turn into like a Terry Crews mess peregrine falcon or something, and Ashkan rides that.
Just a motorcycle with a face.
Or like a horse with just more legs, like a centipede the size of...
Motorcycle with Terry Crews face on.
You're like the guy that turns into a car when the moon...
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
The wear car?
The wear car.
I remember that cartoon show.
Instead of having a horn, it just says, "It's me!"
Clearly, I go through a wall after transforming into the Kool-Aid Man.
That's your goal? Are you just hoping to get more shape changing or whatever it is? Size changing?
So you guys run across another one of these military units, like the ones that was at Giant Hand. And we're not going to go through the process of you systematically dismembering them and or throwing one shield to destroy everything, because that's how America works. Because they're just there to slow you down.
Give them time to
but backwards
scramble the message properly.
Oh, that's amazing and awesome.
Yep.
The dude with the smaller Terry Crews.
No, it's the Frenchman with the baguette.
Just all of it is so good. I want that as a video.
I think it's enough as it is. Anyways.
Just buy some of Terry Crews' art and you'll have that forever.
And you, as you approach refractory sphere, you find not a hardened bunker like the previous one, but a series of above ground buildings. One of them is already on fire and smoking, and people are streaming away from the building as fast as they can.
So the building's on fire. Is it any of our faults?
Phantom?
I'm guessing they're destroying evidence kind of thing.
Oh, all right.
No, I think it was the laser.
I don't think fire would be the...
I think it was the painting. I mean...
Yeah, I think they just knew we were coming and they're destroying everything of value.
Okay. Well, let's get in there and put out the fire.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could ask one of them or something.
Yeah.
This might not sound great, but can I just start harvesting memories?
That sounds perfect, Adam.
I would not use the word harvest in this context.
No, that's amazing. Please use the word harvest memories in this context.
That's just bad PR work.
Devour their intellect.
Okay, I can see how harvesting might not be the best word for this. Collecting?
It's
reviewing, surveying, all better words.
Chewing their minds.
Chunk fucking.
That's the name of the episode. All right. Let's treat this as another Doom Pool action, because I liked what that felt like last time. So roll against the Doom Pool as you are slowly both getting the situation more under control from your standpoint and further destabilizing the region.
Okay. So this is once again. I guess this scene is including what the whole group is doing then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a team action.
I mean, unless you don't want everyone to control you.
I mean, I can play with the fiction. I don't have to min-max this roll here.
Right.
So if it's everyone trying to you know, organize or control the situation, it's a team action. That's fine.
Right, because somebody said they were in jump and trip with a fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So this is in pursuit of justice.
I'll yell instructions at locals in English because that's the only language I know.
But
so.
Technically, I just don't understand.
You,
I just hotwire your brain, so you think you're speaking English, but you're actually speaking Korean.
Whoa.
Flawlessly.
But you have to steal that knowledge from someone close, so I sound like a fisherman when I do it.
No, I got it from the general the first time we, or whatever the guy was that was in, that completely dominated when we first showed up.
That's properly officious, I guess. Then.
Yeah. Okay. So. This is Unleashed, so I'm doubling the telepathy D10 from who knows where.
I was really hoping you would, America would just be yelling at them in English and nobody understands, and so you just do that thing where you get louder and slower.
Holy, that's 3 ones.
Yep.
Good jam.
How did it... I don't even know how.
Good jam.
And every big die, too. Rip.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you pulled that D10, or D10 out of the Doom Pool. Because
yeah,
that's another one going back in.
So that's 11 with D10. So far, you got 11. Yeah, I'll go ahead and buy your 3 ones there. So
I mean, I have 10 with a 10.
Yeah, probably.
I can't do anything with plot points. This.
If you use a plot point, you could get a hit with a 4, which I don't know if it does anything against a 10.
I can do what?
I don't think it makes a lot of sense, probably.
Yeah. So you can use a plot point to keep an extra die. And so you'd have 13 for your attack roll, basically. But then you'd use a die that doesn't exist, which is a D4 for your effect die.
Oh, I see.
So, which sucks. Like, I don't think that does anything.
Yeah, because it'd be stepped back because my die is bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I just rolling wonderfully today.
So you generated a plot point.
I'm also going to expend a D6 to do a D6 psychic backlash on you.
Okay.
Representing there is instructions that these people have been given, and they are all imagining the same thing, and you don't know what a goatsy is, but it's horrifying to comprehend.
You don't understand why it's supposed to be horrific, right. But
they're real unhappy about being told to imagine this as a form of mental defense. So it's actually their discomfort that's painful to you.
It's just a whole base of people that are uncomfortable in the exact same way.
Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful.
It's like sitting on 1,000 wooden chairs at once.
Alright, so but I mean, the good news is that you did get some information out of this whole process, right? It's not the fire got put out. All these people got away. And you know that what they're doing is they're trying to buy time to keep information from you. And they're all retreating to the same point to try to get Dear Leader as powered up as possible before you arrive.
So you said they're all trying to retreat to a same point?
To a safe point.
A safe point, okay.
Stillwaters in America, y'all are able to stop the fire, and you do recover another fragment of the code.
Hooray!
Woohoo!
That D&D podcast is released under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Feel free to share with friends, but don't cut anything out and don't sell our work. The intro music is Epic Cinematic by Scott Holmes, and the outro music is Together We Stand, also by Scott Holmes. Both songs were acquired via the Free Music Archive, but can also be found at scottholmesmusic.com. Please visit us at thatdndpodcast.com or on Twitch or YouTube under That D&D Podcast. Marvel Heroic Role-Playing System is owned by Margaret Wise Productions. All other copyrighted content is owned by their associated copyright holder.